With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Pro-life activists are bracing for challenges ahead as they gather for the annual March for Life. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A year ago, activists from across the U.S. gathered in Washington for their first march since the Supreme Court 7 months earlier had overturned the nationwide right to abortion. Participants will likely salute the 14 states enforcing bans on abortions throughout pregnancy. But there's been a 7-state losing streak in votes on abortion-related ballot measures, even in red states such as Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky. While abortions have decreased to nearly zero in states with total bans, they've increased elsewhere with fewer restrictions. Norman Hall, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has signed a brief supporting former President Trump's fight to stay on the 2024 ballot in Colorado. Bob Agnew reports.
McConnell and some 40 other GOP senators signed the amicus brief supporting Trump in his ballot case before the Supreme Court. The brief was jointly filed by Senator Ted Cruz and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He told reporters the Colorado Supreme Court has, quote, no authority to remove President Trump from the ballot in the 2024 presidential election. He calls on the Supreme Court to reverse what he calls this disastrous decision. Bob Agnew reporting.
A new layer of ice has formed over parts of Tennessee just days after a deadly, snowy, frigid storm, as bitterly cold weather continues impacting the U.S. from Oregon to the Northeast. Tennessee officials updated the state's death toll to 14 at midweek after more than 9 inches of snow fell since Sunday in parts of Nashville, where only about half of that amount falls annually. Freezing rain began falling Thursday in Tennessee. On Wall Street, the Dow by 201 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism's on the rise all across the country.
According to a report by the medical analytics firm Definitive Healthcare, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has increased sharply in 49 out of 50 states since 2018. It went up the most in Virginia, where cases have increased 274% in the last 5 years. However, the study also reveals that in states that have banned sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has begun to drop off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah's Republican legislative leaders pledged to reinforce laws they passed last year requiring parental permission for kids and teens to access social media apps. Pro-family groups support the measures, which are designed to prevent children from accessing pornography, amongst other things. However, two of the laws face court challenges over their constitutionality. Both are set to take effect March 1st. This is SRN News. More people are appealing to states to show us the money, correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
With interest rates skyrocketing, state treasurers say they've seen a big increase in applications for little-known programs that use state funds to spur private investment with bargain-priced loans. Under the program, states deposit money in banks at below-market interest rates. Those banks then leverage the funds to make low-interest loans. The loan programs typically target small businesses, farmers, or developers of affordable housing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Artificial intelligence is easily the biggest buzzword for world leaders and corporate bosses diving into big ideas at the World Economic Forum's glitzy annual meeting in Davos. Advances in generative AI stunned the world last year, and the lead crowd is angling to take advantage of its promise and minimize its risks. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.